On the first volume of the Michta Me'Eliyahu in his Yom Kippur writings, and this piece is called Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper. Anyone here familiar with that concept? Itzumo Shel Yom, the essence of the day provides kapara. It's an amazing concept. We don't actually paskin this way, as we'll see, but it may still have a lot of relevance to our Yom Kippur experience. Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper sounds like the day itself provides atonement. What does that mean? It means the day has this like magical power to it that even if you don't do tshuva, even if you don't really do anything, maybe just by existing in the world, when Yom Kippur comes to the world, it like washes over a person in such a way that it cleanses a person. This is the opinion of Rebbe. Shitas Rebbe, the opinion of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, De Yom HaKippur Mechaper Afilu Belo Teshuva. Amazing idea. The Yom Kippur is able to what? To cleanse. To wash away our aveiros, even without tshuva, mishum di'itzumo shel yom mechaper, because the essence of the day brings kapara. V'tzarech lahavin, we need to understand mahu hageder. How does that work? Right? What is the framework by which that works? I mean, that sounds like a crazy idea. I don't have to do anything. Josh, does that make sense to you? I don't have to do anything, and what? I just Yom Kippur, I can do aveiros on Yom Kippur, and I'm good. I could sleep away
No.
the whole day and I'm good. What's the gedder of this concept? Again, we don't paskin like Rabbi, but what is this shita even? What is Rabbi talking about? V'chein afilu aliba didan, and even according to us, de paskinan de Yom Kippurim ba'i tshuva, that we paskin the Yom Kippur does require tshuva. Mikol makom hare pasak haRambam. Nonetheless, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tshuva, soyer hamishtaleach. The goat, the Sar la'azazel, the goat that sent away, thrown off the cliff, the Sar mishtaleach, mechaper al kol averos shebetorah, is mechaper for all the averos in the Torah. Now we don't have a Sar mishtaleach. V'hu she'asa tshuva, and that's as long as you did tshuva. Meaning, it's not just enough to throw a goat off the cliff, chevra. You also have to what? You also have to do tshuva. Aval lo asa tshuva, but if you don't do tshuva. Ein asar machaper ela al hakalos. Right? If you don't do tshuva, then what? Then the sar mishtaleach will only help you to erase the kalos, the light averos, the smaller sins. In other words, it sounds like the Rambam acknowledges that there is such a concept of getting kapar without tshuva. If you want a full experience, again, in the time when we had the goat, we had the sar la'azazel. So in the time where we had Asar la'azazel, if you had what? If you had tshuva, so then you could get a full cleansing. If you didn't have tshuva, you would only get kapara for the kalos, for the light of Eros. But again, it sounds like the goat worked automatically without you doing anything. So therefore, similarly, we have this concept. Itzumo shel yom. Yom Kippur works automatically. You don't have to do anything. Right? Interesting. Mitzvahs lo sa'aseh u mitzvahs sa'aseh she'ein behem kares heim hakalos. What do we mean by the light of Eros? That the goat, throwing a goat off a cliff automatically works? Anything that's less than Karis. So that's a lot of Averos. So again, we see that the Rambam, who doesn't paskin that Yom Kippur works automatically, does acknowledge in a different context that sometimes, something can happen and you don't have to do anything and it works for you, like throwing the goat off the cliff. Similarly, the Rambam writes, Mazkir HaRambam Gedder Yitzumo Shel Yom, the Rambam does mention in passing the concept of Yitzumo Shel Yom Mechaper, even though again we don't paskin that way, and therefore our Rebbe Rav Dessler says we need to understand Tzarech Lahavin, where it's underlined, Mahu Geder HaKapara B'li Tshuva. Right? We acknowledge again the Rambam says there is such a concept as getting some type of partial forgiveness even without tshuva. When we had a Sar Mishtaleach that was thrown off the cliff, we have this Shita of Rebbe Rav Yehuda HaNasi that Yitzumo Shel Yom Mechaper. You hear Aaron, something magical happens on Yom Kippur. It just happens on its own. We need to understand, how does that work? How does it make any sense? What is the gedder of kapara b'li tshuva? Hare ketovel v'sheretz b'yado. Chevre, it's like going to the mikvah with what? With a rodent in your hand. In other words, without tshuva, how could Yom Kippur cleanse you when you haven't let go of the averos yet? You haven't been chozer b'tshuva yet. V'tu, and furthermore, Mano saf together itzumo shayom la acher shekfar shav. And if we talk about a person who does tshuva on Yom Kippur, so then what does Yom Kippur itself offer you more than any other day? Chav, you hear the question? If, right, we have a twofold question. If you don't do tshuva, so then how can Yom Kippur have this magic power to cleanse a person? It's like going to the mikvah when you're still holding on to the source of tuba. How could that possibly provide atonement or cleansing? And the flip side is, and if I do tshuva, so then what is Yitzum HaShoyom? What is so special about Yom Kippur in its ability to bring kapara? The kapara is the fact that I'm chozer b'tshuva. Right, so what's so magical? What happens on Yom Kippur? That's what we're going to learn today. What happens on Yom Kippur? V'hinei shamati b'shem Hagritz Blazer. Who's Hagritz Blazer? Rav Yitzchak Blazer. Rav Itzelov Petterberger, as he sometimes called it. Rav Yitzchak Blazer. Rav Yitzchak Blazer. He was a Talmud, one of the top three Talmidim of Yisrael Salanter. So Rav Yitzchak Blazer explained, Sha'adam yachol ladas im zachal eslichu mechila b'yom kippurim o lo zachal chas v'shalom. Rav Itzela Blazer said, it's possible for a person to be able to know if Yom Kippur worked for you. Really? How? Because the Gemara tells us in Yom HaLamites, Avera mitamtemes libo shel adam. Averos cause a blockage of the heart. Timtum. Timtum means a blockage. Averos cause a blockage of the heart. When I feel emotionally detached, that's because of averos. When I can't get into things, when I feel clogged, spiritually clogged, that's from what? That's from my averos. So therefore, how should you feel after Yom Kippur? If Yom Kippur worked, you should feel mamish open. V'im kein, im tasur ha'avera, if the avera has been removed over the course of Yom Kippur, hare b'hechreach yisur gam timtum alev shel avera. So if it works, right, if Yom Kippur worked, so not only is the scorecard adjusted in Shemayim, but you should feel what? You should feel mamish open. You should feel that whatever was blocking you in Avodas Hashem is now wide open. So therefore, if a person finds himself after Yom Kippur and he feels that what? He feels that I'm ready to serve Hashem, right? He feels that some of that filth, that weight, that blockage has been lifted off of his heart, so then it's an os shenimchalu avonosav. It's an indication that Yom Kippur worked. Right? Chaver, how do you feel on Motzi Yom Kippur? What's the feeling a Jew has on Motzi Yom Kippur? Yeah, hopefully you feel a little more free, you feel a little more open. V'im chas v'shalom, but here's the scary part. Im chas v'shalom matzav levavahu kide eshtakad. Eshtakad means yesterday. If the matzav, if the situation of your heart is the same after Yom Kippur as it was before Yom Kippur, in other words, omed b'timtumo, if you still feel locked in, you still feel trapped, you still feel weighed down by your averos, hare bar shelo nimchul l'avonosav. So you could self-assess after Yom Kippur. Then it's clear that your averos have not been forgiven. Yom Kippur didn't work for you, apparently. Now, the problem is, so that means we probably all feel that Yom Kippur never worked for us. Because how many of us have, right, felt that we've really changed after Yom Kippur? Maybe a little bit. But do we feel that we went, you know, again, in the moment we felt we were going through this transformation. But after Yom Kippur, do we feel that the blockage of our heart has been fully removed? The Yetzirah has been totally slaughtered? For the day he was slaughtered, right? I told you, the Gemara says that 364 days of the year, the Satan, the Yetzirah, can get us. There's one day a year he can't get us. But Chaver, what does this mean? I'll take your comments in just a second. Ulefizet tzarech iyan gadol. So according to what this great Baal Musar, Rav Yitzchak Blazer explained, Hey, ema liba de Rebbe, yasur lagamrei l'achri Yom Kippur, timtum alev shekol echad ve'echad mi Yisrael, afil lo herer b'tshuva klal, v'rei nira b'chush, ein okein. So going back to the Shita that we're discussing today, which is the Shita, the opinion of who? Of Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, that Yom Kippur works automatically. So what are you telling me? According to Rav Yitzchak Blazer, if you put that together with Rebbe's Shita, how does that work? According to Rebbe, what? After Yom Kippur, the Timtum HaLev of every Jew is just going to be gone. No Jew is going to feel connected to Averis at all. It's totally gone. Even if he didn't do any tshuva. That's what Rebbe says. Itzumo shel Yom B'chaper. Yom Kippur comes to the world, and now what? The Jewish heart is perfectly healed. No one has any blockage, spiritual blockage anymore. V'avreinir b'chush shein okein. How could Rebbe say that? Rebbe knows that's not true. We see with our own eyes that that's not true. We know that not everyone is radically transformed by Yom Kippur. So what is this Shita of Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper? Okay, Josh and then Yehuda, let's hear.
So does that mean that, like, if Yom Kippur worked for you, that you just, like, won't have a Yitzhar Hara for, like,
It doesn't
whatever you
sound
want to
realistic to
describe the
me.
word.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound like a real thing, does it? I mean,
No, not at all.
so that's what we're trying to figure out. Rav Dessler knows that. Rav Dessler is very in tune with reality, so that's why Rav Dessler is saying, "I don't, like, I just don't get it." What did Rebbe mean? Again, we don't paskin like Rebbe, but what did he think? What did Rebbe think he was saying? Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi is the author of the Mishnayos, and we're talking about a pretty big Jew over here. What did Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi mean when he said that Yom Kippur has this automatic koach to cleanse a person? Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer said, if Yom Kippur worked, then you should feel the Timtum HaLev totally removed. We don't feel that way after Yom Kippur. So what are we talking about? Especially if we didn't do tshuva. So what's Rabbi talking about? We see very clearly, everyone after Yom Kippur, the Yitzhar has been slaughtered completely? Like Josh said, of course not. So what's going on? Right. That's what we're trying to figure out here. Because to our senses, Hare Nira Bechush She'eino Kein. It's clear to our senses that that's not so. And we don't experience that. We've never experienced it like that. Okay, Yehuda, what do you want to say?
First, just as a response to what Josh said, we said earlier this year that the reason that we're able to, like, confuse the Yetzer Hara, one of the things that was suggested, was that, like, it's Mamash a new Yetzer Hara each year, and that if your last Yom Kippur worked, then you have a new Yetzer Hara that's of the trick in the Yetzer Hara trick because it's a 1 year old Yetzer Hara, so maybe. Like Rabbi said, the Yetzer Hara is gone for Yom Kippur after being in the 64 days, and he goes on vacation, so to speak, and he comes back the next day, and you're a new person, and he has to remake himself to the new you, as opposed to being the old you. But for that day, you got rid of your Yetzer Hara, and you don't have the same Yetzer Hara
Sorry, you would
anymore.
hold on one second, please. I'm sorry. Thank you. Sorry, okay.
Yeah, so that was just in response to Josh. The thing I wanted to say, I think the last Mishnah on Yuma, which we probably aren't getting to, says that if you say that I'm going to sin and Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper my avonos, then Yom Kippur won't work. And so that is holding that itzumos shel yom mechaper, but not if, like, you're relying on itzumos shel yom, like when you do the actual avera.
Okay.
And also, the Mishnah continues. Not the Mishnah continues. An earlier Mishnah in the last parak says that that tshuva is mechaper on ases and los ases, and chamuros are, like, held until Yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur is mechaper.
Right.
So it's very obvious that, like, there's two, like, different, like, madrigos of, like, needing, like, mechila from a Kadosh Baruch Hu for, like, different levels of sin. And so maybe this is trying to say, this might not be how we might not hold like Rebbe, but certainly we can see that where the Rambam said that the ases and los ases, she'ein bo karis, would Yom Kippur would work, and anything, like, higher than that Yom Kippur wouldn't work. That's showing us that same, like, two-step process of like the chamuros are, like, on a higher level that, like, need an extra push. And then, like, the other things are kind of on, like, this lower level where, like, Yom Kippur just, like,
Right, I mean,
comes into play.
the Gemara talks about four different levels, the Dalet Chaluke Kapara, these four levels of Kapara. Okay, but yeah, we need to understand even these levels, right? Does Yom Kippur push it down a little bit? And again, Yitzhak Mechaper means it lowers the severity of the Avera. So that's what we need to figure out. Okay, sorry, Chava, if I looked distracted for a second just now, it's because I realized we only have one out of the two pages available to us on the screen, so I have to get the other one quickly sent in so we'll be able to finish the piece. So I apologize for that. Okay, so let's continue for a second and let's find out what happens. Right. Now, on the one hand, we come out of a Yom Kippur and we think that we're clean, and we think that we're good, and we think that everything's been solved, right? And it's not really true. But yet, at the same time, we do celebrate what happens on Yom Kippur. We find the opposite. That what? Gedolei hador zal shel chasidim, many of the great leaders of the chasidim throughout the generations, hayu malamdin lachol afilu lepshutim lismalach b'motzei Yom Kippurim mishum kaparas avonos. To celebrate, even simple Jews, who don't necessarily know how to do big fancy things on Yom Kippur, that even simple Jews should be very festive and celebrate the kapara, the cleansing, the forgiving of their sins on Motzei Yom Kippur. Right, by many Hasidim, it's beginning to dance after Yom Kippur. You're celebrating that cleansing process. V'tzarachiyun. So again, says Rav Dasa, we need to understand. Ma shayach lismoach ala kapara, kishamargishim adayin, as Timtum Alev. Says Rav Dasa, it's a hard question to swallow, but it's true. Right? Meaning, what am I celebrating? I'm celebrating that what? I believe that Yom Kippur worked, but did I really change? Do I feel that the Timtum Alev, that the blockage of the heart has been completely removed? Do we really believe that? I don't think we really believe that. If Rav Yitzchak Blazer is correct, the blockage of the heart is meyid. It testifies to the fact that the sins are still there. If the sins were removed, then the blockage would be removed. That means if the blockage is still there, that means the sins are still there. So I'm dancing on Motzei Yom Kippur. Yeah, I'm free from my averos. Then I look myself in the mirror and I say, who am I kidding? I'm not totally fixed. So what happened on Yom Kippur? What is this thing called Itzumo Shel Yom that's supposed to be somehow mechaper? Okay, that's what we're trying to figure out here. So Chava, I just sent to the WhatsApp group the second picture. I apologize again. There was a little technical error, which is why you only got one page. But I'm going to pull it up on the screen. So for those who tried to print it out, and I said there were two pages, and you were confused why it was one, now you know why. So I apologize. Okay, so we got one more page to solve this problem. So says Rav Dessler, here's the answer. Amnam kein hu yesodo shel davar. Here is the yesod. Here is the fundamental idea around which this whole question can be solved. Lo kol hateshuvos shavos, ve'ein kol haslichos domos. Not all tshuva is equal, and not all slicha, forgiveness, is equal. What does that mean? Kvar kasa Rabbeinu Yonah b'shari tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in his magnum opus, the Shari Tshuva, L'chol tshuva timsa slicha. For every form of tshuva, there is some type of forgiveness. Avalo titayr hanefesh ad v'chulu. Rabbeinu Yonah says, but the cleansing of the soul doesn't take place until. In other words, every move that you make in tshuva counts for something. If you mumble through slichos, if you, you know, rattle off Hashanu Bagadnu Gazalnu Dibarnu, right? It's worth something. It makes a difference. Does it have a full cleansing effect? Rabbeinu Yonah says no. Yesh Yetzahara Nekar V'Nishbar B'Chinas V'Libi Chol B'Kirbi. Sometimes the Yetzahara, right? Going back to what Josh was saying, sometimes the Yetzahara is mamish uprooted and destroyed. Like David HaMelech said, my heart is still within me. I silence my Yetzahara. And therefore, when a person reaches such a level, right, we would say, now that Rabbeinu Yonah has introduced us to these categories, so to speak, like Yehuda was saying, also categories of tshuva. So there's certain ways that when I erase the aveira, along with that, I destroy the Yetzirah and I remove completely any blockage of the heart. Aval yesh asher rak mardimim liyetzirah. But there are some things which what? Which just silence the Yetzirah, right? Tardema means deep sleep. We put the Yetzirah to sleep. As Timtum HaLev Nirdamho. The Timtum HaLev is sleeping. We put that part of our heart to sleep. Hayetzer Odenu Chai B'Shleimuso. The Yetzirah is still alive on the inside, but it's sleeping. V'chein Gamal Timtum Nafla Tardema V'lo Yifol. The blockage is lying dormant inside of a person. It's fast asleep. It's not actively affecting me right now, but be aware of the fact that it can wake up. Be aware of the fact that it can wake up. It happens sometimes. You see a person who is struggling with a certain Yetzirah, whatever it is. It could be an addiction. It could be some type of temptation. Right? And for a while, they have it completely under control. And then all of a sudden, something happens. A person who's an alcoholic. They haven't had a drink in a long time, right? But they also understand that if I take even a single l'chaim, it could cause the whole thing to blow up again. Even though I haven't had a drink in 5 years. Because it remains dormant inside of a person. To actually uproot it completely is a very difficult thing. Now, we have to celebrate the fact that the Yetzirah went to sleep. That's a big opportunity, Chavah. And that's what Rav Dessler wants us to get from this piece. Rav Dessler wants us to understand that when we come out of Yom Kippur, we've put the Yetzirah to sleep. For 25 hours, the Yetzirah was fast asleep. You decide went to wake him up. That's what Rav Dessler wants us to understand. And that's what Itzumo Shel Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur creates that opening. Yom Kippur creates that possibility to throw a goat off the cliff, so to speak. To leave a certain Yitzhahara behind. But again, you still have to work on it. Right? There's no guarantee that it's going to remain after Yom Kippur. Itzumo Shel Yom Kippurim Yesh Lo Koach Miyuchad. The power of Yom Kippur is the fact that what? That for that day, Hashem Yisbarach Heisir as a Satan Mimenu. Hashem took away the Yitzhahara for a day. He locked him up for a day, right? He gave him something to eat or to drink, and he fell fast asleep. Lo Shebitel as Yitzhahara Lagamri. Yom Kippur doesn't destroy the Yitzhahara, right? But it silences the Yitzhahara completely for a day. In other words, you get the reins in your hand. You have the upper hand over the Yitzhahara. And you decide when to give the power back to him. Elachosam bifnei pulosav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has muzzled the Yitzhahara. He stopped him from carrying out his plans and his actions. Hipa alav tardema. He put the Yitzhahara into a deep sleep, into a deep slumber. Mikavan shaha evan amitam temes asalev. So now the rock, that rock, it's always compared to a rock in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Nun Beis. That rock that blocks the heart, that blockage of the heart, can't impact you for this day. And therefore there's a shar patuach, there's an open door, so to speak. There's a gateway. Why does it feel so easy to do tshuva on Yom Kippur? Why does it feel so easy to concentrate when I'm davening on Yom Kippur? Why does it feel so easy to feel connected on Yom Kippur? Despite the fact that I'm fasting and it's a long day and it's, right? But why do I feel that I have these openings on Yom Kippur? It's because Hashem put the Yitzhar to sleep for the day. V'im yis'or ha'adam. And therefore, if what? If we arouse, v'ichaneis l'motzi Yom Kippur la'avodas ha'kodesh k'dabai. If we arouse ourselves in a way of spiritual grandeur and we enter into Motzi Yom Kippur, right, with an attitude of, I want to go weiter, I want to take Yom Kippur with me, like we were learning yesterday. And I want this avoda, this holy avoda, to be as is proper. Hinei lo yashuva tumtum lios chozer. Then that timtum, then that blockage, that yetzahara, won't what? Won't waken. Chozer v'neir means to reawaken. Hu yashen lo v'yasaf. It's fast asleep, it's fainting, right? Yitalef, it's fainting. It's passed out. Ula'at la'at gam yamus v'yizbatel. And the more you keep it sleeping, chevra, the less likely it is that it'll wake up. The longer you can keep the Yitzhara sleeping, then la'at la'at, little by little, it eventually will fade away. And that is what happens. When a person conquers the Yitzhara, and he does it again and again and again, at the beginning it's very hard. He feels a terrible withdrawal from that aveira that he loves. It's hard for him to change. But over the course of time, and we've all done it, you've all experienced it in your life, things that were once upon a time so hard for you and are much easier now. Right? As Rav Dessler famously spoke about in this volume of Michtam Eliyahu, the Nakuda Habachira, that point of choosing, the place where a person is still choosing. There are some things that you would never choose to do. It's just like totally out of your, you know, the range of possibilities. Certain averas, I would never do that. There's other things, right? Which is, so to speak, your nekudas habachira, the place where you're struggling, that line where you're up to, right? So for one person, it might be a struggle whether or not to keep Shabbos. For another person, it might be a struggle whether to remember to make brachos. For another person, it might be a struggle to learn night seder. Different people are in different places. There are things that are way beyond you that I'm not ready to work on at all yet. There are things that are totally behind me, right? Things that I've totally conquered. And then there's areas where I'm still fighting. So Hashem gives us this awesome gift called Yom Kippur. You know what happens on Yom Kippur? Hashem gives you the chance to leave what? To leave behind all forms of Yetzirah. You decide when to wake it up after Yom Kippur. You wake up that sleeping giant, so to speak, after Yom Kippur. Itzumo shel yom pol rakas ha'aschala. And therefore, says Rav Dessler, what is Yom Kippur? What was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi saying? Well, Yom Kippur is this magical day that just fixes everything? No. But it gives you this unbelievable reset button to be able to say, you know what, we're starting over. And I can choose. I choose when to bring those Yetzaharas, you know, those Yitzrei Hara back into my life. V'hayis oris tifol ad gemira. And your job is to build off of that. The Itzumo Shel Yom is just the beginning. But that his oris has the ability to what? That fresh start, that that ability to kind of just take it from the top again gives you the ability to try to make it to the end. Haschala zohi hakapara habai de etzem yom kippurim ledivrei Rebbe. This beginning, when Rebbe spoke about this concept of itzumo shayom mechaper, what does the word mechaper actually mean? It's actually very interesting if you think about it. What is the kapores? What is the kapores in the Beis Hamikdash?
Cover.
The cover. That's right. It's the cover. The kapores is the cover of the aron, right? Which has the kruvim on top. The kapores. Or how about what it says in Parshas Noach? When Noach was building his boat, the pasuk says v'chafarta osa, cover it. Mibayis umichutz, inside and out, with kofar. What is kofar? Tar or pitch. Right? Seal the boat. Cover it over. Kapores means the cover. Lechaper means to cover. So what does it mean, itzumo shayom mechaper? What does it mean that Yom Kippur has this ability to mechaper? It doesn't just mean that it's erases averos. It means it covers over the Yitzhara. Right? It throws a blanket over the Yitzhara, and the Yitzhara falls asleep. But you decide when to uncover the Yitzhara once again. Yitzhara has been covered. It's up to you to decide when to uncover it. Hopefully never. That's this beginning. This ability to put the Yitzhara to sleep is what Rebbe is telling us is so special about Yom Kippur. And therefore, even the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe, yesh koach la'etzem bayom, they don't really disagree with Rebbe. They believe that the day also has this power. But they also understand that the more you do tshuva on Yom Kippur, the easier it'll be to what? To keep the you know, the sleeping beasts asleep after Yom Kippur. Hu mesayeya b'kapara im tshuva. O im hasara la'azazel, k'muvur b'rambam. Aval b'lize lo yifal koach hayom klal. The Chachamim say, of course there's a power to the day, but if you don't tap into it with tshuva, right? If you don't tuck the Yitzhara into bed to put him to sleep, then he doesn't go to sleep. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi says, this unbelievable shita, that no, the Yitzhara falls asleep on his own. Hashem puts him to sleep. The Chacham say, you have to put the Yitzhara to sleep. But everyone agrees that Yom Kippur has the ability to put the Yitzhara to sleep. So now, Chevre, here's the punchline. Ulefize b'motze Yom HaKippurim hadavar taloi. And therefore, everything depends on what's going to be on Motze Yom Kippur. What are you going to do? When are you going to choose or not choose to wake up the Yetzirah? Aliba de kuli alma koach haYetzirah nirdam hu b'Yom Kippurim. Everyone agrees because we're going to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. So all the opinions would agree that by the end of Yom Kippur the Yetzirah is asleep. Ve'ein bo koach lekatrik. He doesn't have the ability to accuse, to prosecute. Right? Ve'achsha b'motze Yom Kippur. If you wake him, he may be back full strength. And then you'll wonder, what happened to Yom Kippur? Why didn't Yom Kippur work for me this year? Ki'ilu lo haya Yom Kippur me'olam. It'll appear to you as if there was no Yom Kippur at all. Okay, so it could look, God forbid, as if Yom Kippur didn't work at all. So he says, Rov ha'olam tekaf bitzeis hatanis. You know that feeling sometimes on Motzei Yom Kippur when you just like, Yitzhara is like, you know, sometimes I've heard people say to me many times that Motzei Yom Kippur, they feel like sometimes the Yitzhara comes back so strong. But we have to be careful. We have to understand, Rav Dessler is giving us a big secret here. He's telling us there's the Yitzhara is fast asleep, but it's lying dormant with all of that potency and it wants to wake itself up. So it says Rav Dessler very sadly in the last two paragraphs, Rova olam, most people, take off bitzei satanis, as soon as the umtiv is over, as soon as the fast is over, yifriku me'aleim es olol shayom ha-kippurim ve'ol machshav osav. They immediately want to like throw off Yom Kippur, you know? Like they need to get to their phone quickly to check ESPN.com or whatever. They need, there's a sense of hefgeiros after Yom Kippur, right? There's a sense of wanting to be free after Yom Kippur. And sometimes we're very quick. We're very quick to go back to our old ways. We throw off the yoke of Yom Kippur. We throw off all the thoughts we had that were so clear to us on Yom Kippur. V'gam b'seiser ha'lev es ol kabalosav. And even though maybe you're not going to actually, you know, do averos on Motzei Yom Kippur necessarily, he says, but b'seiser ha'lev, in the hidden recesses of a person's heart, a person is already what? A person's already throwing off the yoke of whatever he was makabel on Yom Kippur. He said, I'm going to do this this year, I'm going to do this this year. Already inside of my Motzi Yom Kippur, it's like, okay, I tricked Hashem for 25 hours, and now I'm back to my old ways. And it was about this that Rav Yitzchak Blazer said, Sha'atimtum nishar kebetchila. The blockage remains. V'im ki b'yoma kippurim lohaya murgash. And if on Yom Kippur you didn't what? You didn't feel it? You thought that you were cleansed? Aval hare chazer v'neir. But it has the ability to reawaken. V'im kein nimsa shalo nishar lo b'yoma kippurim klum. And then unfortunately, like we were learning yesterday, the goal is to take Yom Kippur with you. The avod is to bring Yom Kippur into the year. Again, whatever is being determined on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur still has to play itself out over the course of the year. Remember the Gemara that we learned yesterday? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the amount of rain that Hashem determines, and then how that rain is then divided up over the course of the year. So again, Yom Kippur created that psichas hashar, created that opening. But for many people, they don't build off of it. They throw off the yoke of Yom Kippur, they throw off all the Kabbalos, even if it doesn't mean actually. But in their heart already, they're starting to give up. The Yitzhar is starting to wake up already on Motzei Yom Kippur. And then they say, well, there's a Timtum Alev. There's a Timtum Alev. So I guess Yom Kippur didn't work. Yom Kippur did work. But he didn't keep building off of it. That's the problem. Avnam ha-minag lismalach b'motzei Yom Kippur. So then what is the celebration? What is the simcha? What is the dancing that Hasidim do on Motzei Yom Kippur? What is that? Mechuvan la'oso inyan atzmo. You know why I have to dance on Motzei Yom Kippur? You know why I have to celebrate on Motzei Yom Kippur? Because when a person feels, you know, energized as a Jew, then they have the strength to keep going. It's those moments when we feel small, we feel heavy, and we feel schleppy, and our Yiddishkeit is not exciting, that we slip into our old ways. Chevra, I ask you, I challenge you. For those of us who, let's say, learned in Eretz Yisrael, for a year or more, try to think about the best streak of, you know, yeshiva when you were in Eretz Yisrael, right? And think about how inspired you are, and think about how committed you are, and think about how in control of your Yetzer Hara you are, whatever it may be, right? When a person feels alive in their Yiddishkeit, it's easy to keep the Yetzer Hara asleep. So therefore, the Hasidim try to take that experience of Yom Kippur, understanding that the giant has now fallen asleep. The Yetzer Hara is sleeping. Let's keep it asleep. Let's dance. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate our excitement for the opportunity that we have, and hopefully that will inspire us to keep building off of it. Right? To acquire in a very clear and direct way what we want to take from Yom Kippur so that we don't end up slipping back to our old ways. But again, the Yitzumo Shel Yom HaChaper is the opening that Yom Kippur gives us. And that itself is worthy of celebration. We have to make sure that we know what we're celebrating. We're not celebrating, right? We're not only celebrating, I should say, the fact that Yom Kippur helped to move some of my averos, because they can all come back right after Yom Kippur. What I'm celebrating is the possibility of starting fresh and actually making changes in my life. It's very easy to mix in to this feeling of simcha some of the wrong machshavos. Sometimes people are celebrating on Motzei Yom Kippur because thank God the fast is over. Thank God I don't have to, you know, we made it. Woo, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is over. Now we're in the clear. Now we can just go, you know, enjoy the sukkah. So be careful, says Rav Dessler. Make sure you understand what you're celebrating. You're celebrating the possibility of being better. The Yom Kippur gave you that opening to be able to silence the Yetzer Hara. And Rav Dessler writes, the last line, you don't have it in front of you, but he writes on the top of the next page, is one line, Zeh klal, kaparas Yom Kippur misbareres la'acharov. The kapara of Yom Kippur will be clarified when? Not on Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur. What do you take from Yom Kippur? V'chizek gadol nidrash, we need tremendous strength to make sure that we hold on to that possibility that Yom Kippur creates for us, ki gedola sakana sarifion, because slipping away from it is very likely, is very, unfortunately, very realistic. And Hashem Yisbarach Yisayenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us to hold on to Yom Kippur. So Chevra, again, let's understand this Yisod. It's such an important Yisod. Yom Kippur is a magical day. It's magical and you feel like, wow, look how good I am, look how great I could be on Yom Kippur. And you feel that in a serious and deep way. But the avoda is to what? The avoda is to realize that Yom Kippur is just the haschala. Yom Kippur is just the beginning. And on Motzei Yom Kippur, I have to try to say, you know, again, what went off the cliff, so to speak, with the Sar Lazazel? What am I not going to bring back into my life? Because right now it's quiet. I silenced all of those Yetzaharas. Hashem gave me on Yom Kippur, Yetzar couldn't get me. So I got to build off of that. I have to hold on to that and build off of that. So Hashem should help us. Rav Dessler is acknowledging it's not an easy thing. Every bit of tshuva works. But if you want to have real Taras and Nefesh, like Rabbeinu Yonah said, so then you have to put the Yetzar to sleep and keep it asleep. And then slowly, slowly, he said, la'at la'at gam yomus v'yizvato. Eventually it'll die out and it will no longer bother you. Okay? It's a hard piece. It's easy to understand, but hard to practice. But we should try. We should try. Celebrate after Yom Kippur. Celebrate that possibility of being a different Jew this year. Okay, Josh, what do you want to say?
So not to like kill the vibe, but like inevitably like we're gonna end up sinning. So like,
yeah, we will eventually awaken the Yetzirah, right?
Yeah, like unfortunately, like it is what it is. So how does this like piece even like work? Like we could try like make Yom Kippur with us, like obviously throughout the year, but like I think like we are still gonna.
Right, it's a good question. It's a good question. You know, also is it like the longer that we keep it sleeping, the better, right? Meaning. The longer we keep it sleeping, the more we slowly start to kill off the Yetzirah. Like so does that like mean if I can keep him sleeping until, I don't know, until Kislev? So then hopefully when he comes back, he won't be as strong because he's lost some of his strength, you know?
Yeah, like the mentality kind of feels a little bit like a game. Like, oh, like how long can I like
right.
keep it asleep?
Right. Right. But that itself is worthy of celebrating. Just knowing that I have the possibility of, you know, that Hashem gave me this gift of putting the Yetzirah to sleep. Again, whether it's like Rebbe that Hashem does it, or whether we did it on Yom Kippur, but we saw a part of ourselves that we don't usually get to see. And now I have to build off of that. I don't just rest after that, right? The goal is to take Yom Kippur to the whole year. I mean, Yom Kippur is referred to in the Torah as Achas B'Shana, right? Achas B'Shana, I guess in a certain sense, means one day out of the year. But it's also the day, the one day that impacts the whole year. And I have to try to take a little bit, again, of that, the feeling of Yom Kippur. I have to try to hold on to it in some way. It's hard. It's very hard. Aaron, you want to say something?
Yes. I was going to say the same thing as Josh. I mean, it seems like they're asking us for, you know, just live the present and be happy for that you had the opportunity to kill the Yetzirah for one day.
Right.
But at the same time, it's not realistic, you know. At some point, you're gonna get back to sin.
Right.
You know it.
But I think Rav Dessler's point is that again, I think the problem is that a lot of us look at it as okay, so for one day I was, you know, I was my best, and now I can just go back to regular. And what Rav Dessler's saying is no, Yom Kippur is supposed to create that opening to not be the same after Yom Kippur. Right? Meaning, a lot of us we look at it as like, you know. I'm going to come today and I'm going to work everything out with Hashem. We're going to renegotiate and I'm going to be very, very much present right now. I'm going to defeat the Yetzirah for the day and then Hashem's going to see who I really am. But then I go back to my old ways. And that's chaval. That's very sad. Rav Dessler's telling us, no, Yom Kippur is, mom is just the beginning. Right? We think of Yom Kippur as kind of like the end. Like, okay, now, good, we finished the Yom Naran process. We started Elul, now we're done with Yom Kippur. Okay, good, now like, you know, now we're in the clear. But Rav Dessler's saying the avoda really just starts after Yom Kippur. After Yom Kippur, now you have the chance to say, okay, I mamash have a clean slate, so what do I want to do with it now? What do I want to paint in the new year? You know, I have this beautiful, clean canvas. What type of picture do I want to paint? And to know that the Yetzirah is not gone just because Yom Kippur is over. Yetzirah is fully there, but he's asleep. And you can build off of that if you stay focused. And again, like Rav Dessler being the Baal Musar that he was, he wants us to stay focused on that. He wants us to keep drawing on it throughout the year. Again, you know, we're not like Rav Dessler. We don't have the ability to be as focused as they were in Kelm, where they would, you know, meditate on a single idea for hours. We can't do that. We don't know how necessarily to take Yom Kippur with us into the year. But a little bit he's telling us, Motzei Yom Kippur. Why do you think there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that right after Yom Kippur, right, you should start building the sukkah. So what is that? Right, it's rooted in, you know, mitzvah goreres mitzvah. One mitzvah leads to the next. But again, the more we can keep that flow going, and keep that good streak going, it just gets easier and better to maintain that feeling. So on Motzei Yom Kippur, right away, I wanna take that mitzvah of Yom Kippur and I wanna dance over it like the Hasidim. I wanna start building the sukkah, right away. I don't take a bite Motzei Yom Kippur until I pull out a few pieces of schach, because I wanna make sure that I take Yom Kippur immediately, right, immediately into another mitzvah, and to try to build off of that. And then the more the Chazal say, the Medrash says that the 4 days between Rosh Hashanah, between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, are days without averos, right? It says that when Sukkot comes, it says ulakachtem lachem bayom harishon, right? You should take the lulav on the first day of Sukkot. So the Medrash says Rishon, the first day, it's the 15th of the month. So the Medrash says Rishon lecheshbon avonos. Hashem first starts counting our averos again on Sukkot. Why? What happened between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? You know what the Medrash says? We were so busy doing mitzvot, we didn't have time to sin. So, chaver, that's the bracha I want to give us. Right? It's the bracha that I think the Avni Nezer or the Kotzker said, right? That I don't want to have Hasidim who have no taivas. I want to have Hasidim who are so busy doing good things that they just don't have time for the Yitzhara. That's the Vart. I want to be so big, I want to keep building off of this and fill my life with such meaningful content that who has time for Yitzharas? I don't have time. Let him sleep. I've got stuff to do. All right, let him sleep. I'm going to go build the sukkah. I'm going to go get Dalet Minim. I'm going to get ready for Sukkot. I'm going to celebrate. Over Sukkot, I'm going to dance at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I'm going to be so busy doing good things that I just, I forgot to wake the Yitzhara. And that's good. But the goal, again, is to try to carry that with you as long as you can throughout the whole year. That's the avoda. It's hard. It's not easy.